Fantastic. Well, once again, it's so good to see you all here. As I think most of you are here when I said that our plan for this afternoon is that I'm going to speak briefly to us, hopefully reasonably briefly, because we want to give time for you to bring contributions of things that the Lord has put on your hearts for us as a church. We are entirely selfish about this. We want to know what you've got to say to us from the Lord. Words of encouragement, words of prophecy. But I've got a thing I want to say, right? And from the moment I knew that I was going to be speaking this afternoon, I wanted to say this thing. And it's from this passage. Now actually, you probably know that this is our second of these celebrations. You were invited to the first one, but most of you didn't turn up, which is quite rude of you. To be fair, that's probably because you've got your own churches to go to in the mornings. So we had a morning celebration. And at that celebration, James walked us through our journey as New Life Church so far. And he had some pictures. And so our journey, if you don't know, we started at the community centre. And then after some time, we went back to Aylsham. And then my photos start, because I don't have photos from that thing, because I wasn't around. But we started meeting when we came back from Aylsham at the high school in North Horsham. And the hall in the high school got changed. There's some lovely plaster work and some building work there. And then it turned into the atrium. So there's a whole conversion work at the high school. And we spent quite a long time meeting in a computer room. And the computer room wasn't too bad. But out the back here, for our kids' work, we had to walk through an art room to get to the classrooms that we use for children's work. And very often in those art rooms, there'd be scalpels and things like that lying around in pots. And taking our kids through there was non-ideal, is what it was. So this is again, it's a high school. And then we end up at the community centre, which is where we met up until COVID struck. And then we met in our own homes and we did the online thing. And then we moved into St. Bennet's, and this is just coming out of COVID. We had our 2 metre separation and our face masks. And we all remember those days very fondly, right? They were great days. And then we moved into here, which is right now. And so that brings us up to date with where we are today and what we're celebrating. But of course, this isn't, as I've already said, the end of the journey. And we're hoping and praying that this building will enable us to step into the next phase of our journey with the Lord. And we're hoping and we're praying that the next part of the journey, because we have this building, can be more productive, more fruitful, we can bring more glory to God, we can bring the good news of the town to the town all the more because we're working out of this place. So this is a resource that we can use for those things on the next stage of our journey. This is very much how we see this. This is a means to an end, this building. And so that brings us to today. And what I want to say, and it's a little bit kind of prophetic-y myself. Many of you will have a prophetic gift. Mine is a little bit odd. It comes out in a slightly different way, and it's often kind of through preachy stuff. So bear with me. But this is what I think the Lord has given us for today. And it's through a passage that Richard Allen spoke on at this church quite a few years ago, actually. And Richard came and he spoke on this passage. And I don't know if you get this. Sometimes someone will speak on a passage or bring a passage to your attention and it just kind of takes root in you, right? And it makes sense to you and it becomes a godly concept that you run with. And since that day when Richard spoke on this concept has been something I find enormously helpful. God starts things and he brings them to fruition. That's a concept that I've been living with ever since that time that Richard brought that. Now we need to be careful not to take scriptures out of context. We know this if you're part of New Life Church. Hopefully you're familiar with this because we tell you this very often. We need to be careful in handling scriptures. And so we can't take a passage like this and say, this says this, therefore this will always happen. That's not the case, particularly if we take this out of the context it is meant for. And so even in our journey with buildings, we know this. We know the connection to the building, wasn't up on this slide, it was in James's the other week, the other week. There was a building that we tried to rent, not buy, and I would swear that we saw God's hand at work in the process to get that building. I saw him move. I saw God's hand move. And in that situation, that did not come to fruition. Okay, so we need to understand that we can't take these scriptures as kind of a catch-all that covers every situation in every way, even in buildings, in the way I'm going to be using it today. But we do know that handled right, his word is absolutely true, and we can stand on it with great confidence. And for New Life Church, North Walsh, right, Paul is writing to another church in this century. He's writing a letter to a church, and I believe this is a message from God to us as a church, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. God knows what he's doing with us. He knows why he's brought us this far, to this building. He knows why he's gathered who he has to be a part of this church. He knows what he wants to do with this thing that he's kind of brought together. He knows what he will do with it. He will bring this good work to its completion. That's the context I'm going to speak in primarily today, but I would also like to declare this over you lot as individuals. Now, it may be that you're not a follower of Jesus yet. If that's the case, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to help you through that. We'd love to pray with you. I'm not going to be weird. I'm not kind of saying things over you that aren't true. But if you're a follower of Jesus, this is a great encouragement that he started something when he drew you to him. When you recognized his goodness, when you made a response to him, he did it for a purpose and he will bring it to completion. And partly that purpose is that we live out our lives in the context of following a glorious Heavenly Father, of whom those things that we've been singing about today are true. That's one of the reasons he did this. But also, he did it because we're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. He will bring these things to completion. But again, as I say this, if you're thinking the way I tend to think when I'm listening to a message like this, you'll think, well, hang on, but... Because this is not without conditions. Nothing in the Bible is. This is dependent on us following God. Have I just turned off? No, I haven't. Just my imagination. The things he does, the things he says, the things he promises are dependent on us following him. They are. That can sound a little bit odd in that context of kind of everything's grace and all that kind of thing, but we see this in the Bible. We see it very, very clearly. The most obvious context is the Old Testament, right? The big chunk of that, the book, where God said, I will be your God, you will be my people. And this promise is for you and all your descendants for all time. But then God's people failed to follow him again and again and again, repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. Until Jesus came and almost held out that last chance for his people to recognize him, and they didn't. And the kingdom was taken away from that group of people. And in fact, in that glorious way, it was opened up to the whole world, which is so much better. But there was a new way that was found because that group of people had not followed him. And this isn't just an Old Testament thing. This is a New Testament thing. It's a New Testament concept as well. If we stop worshipping, if we stop loving him, if we stop following him, if we stop having him as his focus, he will not unconditionally support us, prosper us. He will not carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I think the most obvious time we see this in the New Testament, if you've hung around in churches for any time, will be a familiar passage, a familiar concept. I am the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you don't remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. That's harsh, isn't it? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So my message, my appeal, my thing for today is that we have to keep following him. We have to remain in him. The passage that I'm bringing to our attention today as a church: he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. A glorious promise, but it also comes with a warning. If we take our eyes off him, if we do this for any other reason than him, then he will not carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. So my message, and we've been focusing on this, I think, week after week recently, in fact month after month, and particularly on our journey, is the building's good, but he is what it's all about. And as long as we keep that focus, church, as long as we keep that focus, he is what it's all about. He is what it's all about. And if we do not keep our eyes fixed on him, if we do not keep following him, it is for nothing. It is for nothing. But as long as we do, as long as we do, the promise is glorious. The promise is that he who began a good work in you, all that stuff that we've been doing over the years in this church, he will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to sing again. I'll talk to you about that in a second. Father, we thank you for your word. Save us from handling it clumsily. Help us to heed the warnings, but Lord, help us to delight in the promises that you hold out for us. And Lord, for us at New Life Church, I pray that we would see the fulfillment of this because we keep our eyes fixed on you. We remain in that vine. Jesus, we thank you that we can have great confidence that as we follow you, you will meet us in that, and you will bring those things that you have started in us to completion for your glory and for the good and the benefit of this town around us. So Jesus, we pray that you would lead us into that, but all the more that you would lead us into worship of your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, keep us always in that, we pray. Amen. Amen. Right. I told you that I'm going to invite you to bring prophetic words of encouragement, and all that kind of stuff. But it seems to me that the right context for doing that is in worshipping him. So we're going to sing another song. We're going to worship him. We're going to fix our eyes on him, just as I've been talking about. And then after this song, I'm going to invite you to come up and bring any words of encouragement that you may have for us as New Life Church.